You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba.
Wesley, what about the RUSs?
Rodents of unusual size? I don't think they exist.
Ooh, rodents of unusual size. That's a scene you may remember from the film The Princess Bride. Well, those particular rats may not exist outside of the fairy tale, but their likeness to a real rodent has inspired biologists in Louisiana and a group of Bay Area filmmakers. Chris Meltzer, Jeff Springer, and Quinn Costello spent 4 years making a movie about nutria and their devastating effect on the southern Louisiana landscape. KALW's Angela Johnston interviewed Quinn about his movie, Rodents of Unusual Size.
Nutria are these 20-pound rodents that are native to Argentina. They're kind of like a rat in that they have a long tail, but they're huge, much bigger than a rat. They're also kind of like a platypus because they have these webbed feet that they use to swim around. They spend a lot of their time in water. And then, unlike a lot of rodents, they have these gigantic orange, bright orange teeth that comes about from all the iron and all the plants that they eat. Whether or not you think that they're horrifically ugly or really, really cute and endearing kind of depends on the context you see them in. The context most people see them in is, you know, swimming around in a swamp or like crawling up through the pipes in your toilet in the middle of the night. And so they can be really, really terrifying animals. But in the case of people that raise them as pets or, turn them into costumes for Mardi Gras parades, you kind of start to see them as being a little more more cute, a little more beaver-like.
How did they arrive in Louisiana?
So in the 30s, fur was really popular, and it was mostly mink and muskrat. But it was something that was only available to the super rich. And it was just the height of glamour was to be able to afford to buy your wife a fur coat. So there was a group of people that were looking for a cheap alternative to mink and muskrat. And they found out about this South American rodent, nutria. It was a little more rat-like. It was a little less attractive, maybe. But the fur is very lustrous and beautiful. And so they decided to bring the nutria to Louisiana and start raising them on fur farms. But at some point, the nutria escaped into the wild. And where they really, really flourished was just in the swamps and in the wilds of southern Louisiana. Because unlike Argentina, they're not killed off by regular freezes. There are no like giant cats that eat them. Mm-hmm. The only predator besides man are alligators, and an alligator will eat a nutria and then you just take a nap for like a month because they're so huge. So the alligators aren't really a good means of controlling them. And so they just multiplied and multiplied and multiplied until they became a huge problem because they eat like 10 pounds of vegetation every day. They eat like half their body weight every day, and they breed and breed and breed. And so what they're eating are these plants, which are integral to keeping the wetlands there and alive. And the wetlands protect against storm surge. So every time a hurricane bears down on that area, if there's a bunch of nutria damage, the hurricane is going to be far, far worse. So getting the nutria numbers under control was critical to trying to rehabilitate the coast.
This was a jungle. When I grew up, it was a jungle. It was nothing but big oak trees. When I look out now, it looks like a disaster. These animals came out in 1958 like an invasion. All the grass that the muskrats used to eat, they cleaned it like a baseball field. Now it's all water.
Yeah, so where are they in the state? Can you describe, you know, what part of Louisiana they're in and what the landscape is like there?
Southern Louisiana provides basically all the shrimp and crab. It's the city of New Orleans. It's culturally one of the most unique and wonderful places in the world. It's home to, you know, the Cajuns and the Creole people and generations of people who have really lived there and stayed there for forever. And it's a really, really important place environmentally because it protects against storm surge. So the barrier islands that exist out there are basically the things that help break down this storm surge. And so coastal Louisiana is losing a football field of land every hour.
Whoa.
Slipping into the ocean. So it's really, really important to get the nutria under control to help start to mitigate that damage and slow it down a little bit.
What's been the state's solution so far?
So the state came up with this bounty program that pays people $5 a tail to hunt the nutria. And that, over the course of doing it now, I think it's been about 14 years or so, they've gotten the numbers down from 30 million at their height down to several million.
You're out there to help the land, but I mean, every nutria you put down, that's $5 in your pocket. And that's the way I look at it.
For most of the film, you follow this fisherman, Thomas Gonzalez,
yeah,
who's now hunting nutria along with crab and mm-hmm. crawfish. And he lost his home in Hurricane Katrina.
We had got something in common, me and the nutria. He's a survivor like me. You know, he wants to survive. But like everything, one day or another's got to go. Here's my buddy. We got it in common. Mother Nature tried to get rid of us, but couldn't do it. We still here. We ain't leaving. They said they ain't leaving and I ain't leaving. So we're gonna live here till we go.
He's a really great character. How did you find him?
I had a list of nutria hunters that I was going down, and I was calling and talking to a lot of these people. And one guy said, you know, I'm really good at hunting nutria, but if you want to talk to the king of the nutria hunters, you got to call this guy Thomas Gonzalez. And I don't know that where he lives, Delacroix Island, is going to be there in 15 years. We saw it change quite a bit just in the 4 years we spent making the film.
That's filmmaker Quinn Costello speaking with KELW's Angela Johnston. The movie Rodents of Unusual Size is playing tomorrow night in San Rafael. There's a Q&A with the directors after the show. Find all the information at KELW.org.